Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are you all doing?
Hello?
Hello, Kurt?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice. Is that Country Boy on here? I think I see Country Boy's number. Hello? Hello, Derek.
Yeah, is Country Boy on there? There's
some music in the background. Can you put your phone on mute for a minute?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Do I see Country Boy on here?
Yes, sir. I was here before anybody got here.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, sir, how you guys doing today?
I'm near the airport,
so I'm going to be in and out on the mute. When the planes come over, I have to mute. I'm Hartsville Airport. I'm 2 miles from the busiest airport in the world, so they zoom over here all the time.
Good. I have my friend Derek is on the phone with us also on the show.
All right, you guys carry on. I'm going to mute for a sec.
Derek, say hi to the new board member. Country Boy is on the board now. You still there, Derek?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You had your phone on mute.
I had to go on mute.
Yeah. Welcome to the call. And I believe we have Kurt. Is that Kurt on the phone also, or on the show?
Yes, I'm right here.
Welcome, Kurt.
Glad to
hear your voice.
Same here.
Well, guys, we have a special show today. Congratulations to all the Republicans who won in the primaries. It was a good election yesterday in Ohio and Indiana, those two states. The next step is for them is the general election, which will be in November. But there's going to be a lot of campaigning going on between now and November. And a lot of primaries in different states. We'll be getting the candidates lined up. Derek, could you put your phone back on mute again? Music is coming through.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah.
Please. All right. Thank you, Derek. All right, Country, how you doing today? Country Boy, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just on mute. I told you I'm near the airport. I'm gonna participate when I'm in a noisy area. I'm gonna stay muted until I can talk.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to have you on the show, and I'm happy to have Kurt on the show. and Derek on the show. We're expecting a couple of other guests to come on. We'll see what happens with them. I expect Ron Clayton will be on, our new board president, and so we're gonna talk about family issues today. Things going on in families. I did a meeting yesterday, and I'm going to do a follow up on that today with a single mom. She's a neighbor, a next door neighbor to us, and she lost her job about a week ago. And I was talking to her, and I said, "I can help you with that situation." And she says, "Oh, you can?" I says, "Yeah." I said, "Let's get together, and we'll talk about it." And so she came over to the house, and my wife and I, we talked with her for a little bit, and we're gonna do a follow up tomorrow. I mean today. I'm sorry, this afternoon. And she's very interested in becoming an owner. She's sick and tired of having bosses who don't appreciate what she's doing for them. And so I told her, I said, "Well, we can help you in that area. We can help you get started, and we can work with you and coach you along the way." And she says, "That's great." So that's what we're going to do. And I'm real happy for her. And she's going to be partnering with my daughter Heather, who's an attorney in New Jersey, and I'm going to connect her up with Heather, and so I'll be helping the two of them at once, and that's the way this program works. We help people and help them to help other people. That's what it's all about. And yes. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to help his people. Those that are in need, he wants us to help. And I, as far as I'm concerned, everybody has needs. Some people may have needs at a higher level, and some people don't. But anyway, we can help all of them. Some people may have needs in housing, and we can help them in that area. Some people may have needs in health and wellness, and we can help them in those areas. Some may be looking for additional education or certifications. We can help them in that area, and we do help them. So it's just a matter of we all have needs. The only thing holding us back is ourselves, and if we can decide that we want to make some changes in our life, then we can get all the help we need, and that's what the Hope Collection is here for. It's to help.
Right, Bob,
we can't do it all ourselves, and that's why we partner with other organizations. Organizations like the Golden Rule Society, with Captain Len Cain. And Captain Len Cain is going to be on the show tomorrow afternoon. So it'll be anybody that's listening, it would be a good idea. I think it would be a great idea to go on and talk with Captain Len Cain. I keep wanting to call him Dr. Len Cain, but it's Captain Len Cain. Len started the Golden Rule Society over 50 years ago. He was an airline pilot, and he saw an opportunity to help people, and he's been doing that ever since. And he's been nominated 4 times for the Nobel Peace Prize, or maybe it's 5 times now. I can't remember. But he came in second place in 2014. So I know that he's gonna win it. One of these times he's gonna win it, and he deserves it. I was reading his bio yesterday, and he has done so many things around the world to help. And him and Dr. Joel Griffin, who started the Hope Collection, partnered for many years on helping people. And there was a lot of synergy between the things that Len Cain was doing and that Joel Griffin was doing. And so that's how that partnership started. So we, I'm proud to have Len as an advisor on the board, and it's a great honor to have him talking on the radio show also. And so anybody that wants to talk to Len and wants to hear more about him and his operation, feel free to call to the radio show tomorrow at noon Eastern time. And the number is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And Len will be happy to talk with anybody that wants to talk with him. Anybody that has needs are things that they're interested in that they have not been able to accomplish. That's what we do. We help people with those things. And then we help them to help people they know to do the same thing, to work with them, to coach them, and to help them. Not to be a boss. We're certainly not a boss. Nobody needs another boss. But what we do is we coach people. We give them suggestions. And it's not up to us if they abide by those suggestions. It's up to them. They are in control. We just make the suggestions and help them any way we can to carry out those suggestions. That's what I'm going to do with this new person who's a single mom. I'm going to work with her and help her in any areas she wants to. Her big issue right now is finances. She needs to make some income to support her family. She has two children, and she's a very intelligent woman and willing to do what it takes to support her family. So that's why we work with people in those areas.
Oh, man, I'll
jump
in.
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
I said, that's country boy. I said, I'll jump in right there. I got a little, the planes have settled down for a minute. Basically, I'm going to be your interpreter real fast, Oakman. What he just said, you guys, in case you didn't understand the words that was coming out his mouth, he just politely told you it's a blessing to be a blessing. Shakespeare put it in a riddle, to be or not to be. Oakman says, I'm to be a help. I'm to be a service to you. I'm to be a friend to you. Because, again, if everybody could bless themselves, we wouldn't need each other. Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, says it's kind of like a pay it forward kind of blessing. But what happens in the process is it creates something called synergy. It's almost like a circle. My son has a company called Inner Circle. It looks like an eight turned up sideways. It goes and around, and it cuts and goes over and through and around, and it comes right back to where it started from again. It's almost like the blessing to be a blessing. Be a blessing to other people. It's almost like the law of the universe. Whatever you put out there comes right back to you. That's what Len Cain has been telling us. We learned it in elementary school. It's the kindness campaign, which is the golden rule, which is God's law. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated. What if you was in a situation and you needed some help? Wouldn't it be awful cool if Gary, a guy that you don't even know, walks up to you on the street and say, "How may I help you today?" That's what we do over here. We bless people. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. What can we do to help you start your own business? Would you like to be an entrepreneur? We all entrepreneurs in our spirit. We never really wanted to work for anybody. And Rick Reese just pointed out to me the other day, anytime you have to do something that doesn't bring you joy, that you don't like, that you don't grin while you're doing it, it's all work.
Yeah,
but see, what process we was raised and taught, man doesn't work, man doesn't eat. But see, what happened in the process, you guys, we got lost. When God took us out of eternity and placed us in time, we came into this life not even knowing our own name. Some of us was lost, and if the truth was really told, Oak Man, I was lost more than one time. But now I'm found. Don't laugh at me. Doesn't matter how you start. It only matters how you end up. The finish. God said he had plans to prosper me. So I got Mr. Rick and went down a hoo road at a few nightclubs. And I shouldn't
Country
have
boy, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. Country, we have a we have another guest came on. And I'm not sure who it is. It's looks like it's a New Jersey number. 908, would you want to introduce yourself?
It's me, Larry Casperine.
Oh, yeah?
How you doing? Yeah, how you
Welcome.
Doing, Bob?
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And what is it that you're interested in that we can help you with?
Oh, well, one thing I'm interested in is getting my house completed. Doing a lot of work on it.
You know, we have programs for everybody and anybody, and we don't exclude anyone. So we'll be willing to talk with you anytime you want. And who referred you to the call?
You did, Bob.
I'm sorry?
You did. You referred me to the call.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm Larry Casperine. You know me.
Yeah, that's great. Welcome.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah, anyway, so we, this particular program today is one of the pillars of the Hope Collection, which is the family unit. And so we're talking about
the family unit. And that's why I mentioned about the young lady that I talked to yesterday about the program, and I'm going to meet with her again this afternoon. And she's coming over to the house, and my wife and I will be here to greet her, and we'll be talking to her some more about the program. So it's I find that every family that I talk to, whether it's a single mom or a single dad or a married couple that have children or a couple that doesn't have children yet. But any of them, they all have issues that they're dealing with in their life and things that they're interested in that they have not been able to accomplish on their own. So that's one of the purposes of a life coach, is to meet with those people and coach them and help them to set up a plan or set up an approach that they can use to solve their problem. And whatever it is, it may be maybe it's a money shortage, like that old Italian saying is, mi funzolo. The Italians kind of slur the words a little bit, but it says
my funds are low. I don't have much money. So anyway, we work with a family in whatever area they need help in, whether it's in housing, we can help them in those areas. We have a great program called Affordable Housing, and a lot of our members in the Hope Collection are very active in that program and helping people. We're using it quite a bit for veterans, and we're using it for sometimes seniors who want to downsize. We help them to downsize into an affordable home. So that's just some of the areas. Education is another big one that people are interested in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, man. This country again. The gentleman that was just speaking, I had a friend of mine, actually, if the truth was told again, he's my brother-in-law, who just happened to be a veteran. He came out of the military, lives in Tampa, Florida now, in a home that you remember, I told you the other day, and I jump around a lot because I have a lot of thoughts that's running through my head. I'm writing a line of greeting cards, but one of the things that I've been saying, usually if I say something that's prophetic, God allows somebody else to say it back to me or I hear it in another conversation. Here's what's been in the whisper, the atmosphere for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to kind of whisper it in case everybody's listening. Be careful what you ask for because God will give it to you. You want me to say that again? Be careful what you ask for because God's in the blessing business. We was hanging out, just funning around near the pool, and my brother-in-law says, yeah, I'm tired of living over there. I'm ready for me a new house. I want me a new house. Country boy, you said you could help me get a new house. What do we need to do? Tell me what I need to do. I'm sick and tired. He reached that point of his life to where he was sick and tired of being where he was. He shifted the turbo gear and accidentally opened his mouth. Fast forward the tape. I rounded up my posse. I got 7 brothers and a bunch of friends. We went down to a little place called Tampa, Florida, and built him a HUD home in one weekend. Yeah. The good part was that he was a veteran and he had automatic financing. 2, the materials that we needed, Home Depot donated them and wrote them off on their taxes as they was doing a community empowerment zone, and we helping these people that can't afford to buy materials. They donated the materials. They said, we'll give you the stuff, but we can't give you no money. Did y'all hear that? Home Depot says the country boy, we'll give you some snails and some wood and some 2x4s, but we can't give you no money. But you have to find your own workers. Just so happened to be a veterans group, them guys that came home that's looking to still serve and want to do something. Man, we looked up. We had about 40 people. Then the truck drove up. The truck drove up with the wall. Oh, it was prefab home. And the guy went by and said, boom, 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 and shot 16 nails right through the wood and right into the concrete. We built the house, a whole house. Fast forward one more time. The following year, they take the back wall out and expand and put my sister a 14x20 walk-in closet. Like, y'all building a new bedroom? No, that's Christ's closet. But I'm just telling you, sir, in a jokingly type of way, be careful what you ask for because the attainable, not some people call them tiny homes, that we're building now. I got 6.2 acres here. I live in Atlanta, originally from the northeast Georgia mountains. I got 6.2 acres I donated to Habitat for Humanity. They got one house up. Had to stop construction on the housing because they have to have $280,000 of gravel a road. We just figured out how to maneuver around that one, where we're going to get the money from. But, yeah, one of the things, like Oakman said, when it comes to family, we know that we need family has to have housing, food, and clothing. and turning back over to you, Oakman, while we're going down that road, if you don't mind, point those eight pillars out to our listeners so that they know when you say we can help everybody, there's no one thing that works for everybody, but it's not just a cliche when they said it's not what you know, it's who does Oakman know? Who does Ron Clayton know? Who does Lynn Kane know? Who does Barbara Riley know? Who does Brad Kirkman? We know everybody that we need to know. And just by you guys, if you didn't really know me. By the way, my father was a carpenter. Back over you, Oakman.
That's so true. That's so true. Yeah.
What do we know about? I'm building my father's own image. You don't think I know how to build? We can help you, sir. You're at the right place at the right time with the right people, which means you're in direct head-on collision with your blessing and getting your house fixed. If you can ask him for it, believe in your heart, then you know, they said if your mind can conceive it, then you can achieve it. You should have never come on our show talking about wanting to build nothing. If you're not serious, you better get off the show. Hang up. Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah. You know, Country, yeah. What you were saying about it's not what you know, it's basically who you know. And yeah. That's the approach that we use with our team on the Hope Collection. We have a lot of people involved with the Hope Collection that all have different skills and different abilities to help people. And if someone comes to me and they have something that I'm not sure how to deal with it, I'll refer them to one of the other people that has the best skills and education and so forth, whatever they need to help this person or this group. And that's how it works. And it's a team effort. It's not about me. It's not about any one person. It's about the team. The team working together to help people, to help them, to help other people. So yep. That is great. That is the way it works.
I remember years ago, Joel, you and I and Joel Griffin was having the same conversation, and I went into an afternoon Country Boy cackle, and this is what I said, and I quote, Joel Griffin, with his infinite wisdom, has taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lynn Kane's way out in western California, eastern California. Rick Reese is way up in Colorado. My other friend, he's up there in Boston. Oakman, they're way you down there in Florida. Country Boy, they set him right in the middle of the dirty, dirty South. I'm right here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So basically, if you look at it, I said we're super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. We're working together to help bless humankind. You might be a person that throws fireballs, but, hey, I can freeze water. And if you didn't really know, you're talking to the Mighty Aquarian. I'm the Waterbury. I own a water company. I just told you that God, Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all in one, was a carpenter, the carpenter's son, and we know how to build anything. Rick Reese is the architect. We're building six museums in six different cities. He's got infinite wisdom, and he worked for the federal government. He launched the satellite 34 years ago so you could have a GPS in your car. So when it comes down, I just want everybody to understand that the Hope Collection, again, is a collection. That's what a collection means, a collection of the best that are willing to come together. We're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days with ordinary people. Who? Your neighbor. Yep. Who's your neighbor? The person that you probably never met, the problem person that you may never meet or see again. I'm doing business right now with 10 people that I met in the last 2 weeks that I never met before, Oakman, because of referrals. Again, it's a leverage kind of thing. Together, one nation under Love. What is love? The greatest gift of all. We didn't do nothing to learn it. We didn't do nothing to earn it. To each one of us, a measure was given. So, but guess
yep.
what? Love is not love until one gives it away. Here it comes, and I'll coast to a stop again. Do unto others before they do unto you. Give them some love. Give them some hope. Give them some encouragement. Give them some assistance. Give them some coaching. Give them some kindness. And guess what? It creates synergy. Every time we bless somebody, we get more people to bless, more people to bless, more people to bless. This thing is an infinite generational curse breaker, as Ron Clayton would say. We have no hidden agendas. We're going to build some stuff. And, sir, we're going to build it with you. Back over to you, Oakman.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Love is so important. I tell people that all the time. It's God said, between hope and joy and peace, love is the most important. And you said it all. Thank you, country. I appreciate that. Loving one another and loving God at first and then loving his people. And that's what he wants us to do. And we do yeah. that by helping people, helping them in any way that they need help through the Hope Collection.
Exactly. That's how it is. We find the people that need help, and we help them, regardless of what background they have or what lifestyle they have. It could be poor and homeless or rich with money. If they need help, we'll help them.
Wow. Now y'all going to make me reach into my bag of tricks. Our President Ron Clayton, he loves for me to rise up and say this. Watch this.
Okay.
We don't really care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale
mm-hmm.
or just got out of jail.
Yeah.
I already explained mm-hmm. to you that Rick Reese launched a satellite, but this divine creator we serve, mm-hmm. I used it as an example on my call last night. I'll let you eavesdrop on the conversation real quickly, you guys. I told people that years ago when I bought my first pickup truck, it had a tag already on the front of it. It was a used pickup truck, and it had God as my co-pilot on the license plate.
Oh, wow.
I took it off. Just threw it away. Now, I know Lynn Kay. Lynn Kay said, man, I was sitting in the seat. My car was doing the flying.
Oh, yeah.
He said, just in case I have a reel, a dude that's sitting in the back seat to look over my back. And he says, he followed me, too. But, look, I was never flying the plane. You think I have the audacity to fly to the moon five times and back? That's how many air miles Lynn Kane has. So Lynn Kane
yep.
encouraged me when I was younger that God is not the co-pilot. He's the pilot for what we do over here. We're not afraid
yep.
that you're – and I'm not trying to go holy spiritual guys and make you run and hang
right.
up on
right.
us. But when I said we don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got
mm-hmm.
out of jail, let me just let you know that we care enough to share enough information.
Mm-hmm.
They said we're in the information stage and knowledge is power. We're going to empower
right.
you by what you don't know. Example number two,
mm-hmm.
country boy, W, that stands for World Wide Web, as Lynn Kane says, www.rrresourceresource.com.
Yep.
www.rrresourceresourcecenter. Don't be running around talking about, I didn't know that. What you don't know could hurt you. What you don't know could bless you. So if you don't know,
yep.
come over here to the Hope Collection. We'll say, click on the navigation button right here. You said we're going to listen first, like Oakman says, and Kirk, we're talking about life coaching people. What I need
yeah.
to do first, you need to come over. We need to sit down face-to-face, whether you're sitting in your chair and we're Zooming you in and one of them electronical devices that you can talk to people and never even let them breathe on you. We want to listen to what it is that the person needs, including you. What's on your hope list? By the way, that's the grandfather for faith.
Well,
if you have nothing to hope for, you don't even have nothing to have faith for. We want to know what's on your hope list.
Right.
Hope, man, I hope you and your family stay healthy. I hope you and your family get wiser. I hope that God allows you to continue to service and minister to people. And the hope, man, he says, how did you hear about us? He says, you referred me, man. He says, he's my brother, that's my cousin. I didn't even know him. I told you your next-door neighbor might be somebody that you never met before, that you may, if you got any kind of spiritual scan at all, upon meeting that person, you instinctively know there may not be nothing that that person can do for you. But my love, hope love, foundation love says, what can we do for you?
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. And you have, and being a life coach, I really, truly tell this to everybody who wants to be a life coach, you have to have the passion for a person and the compassion to find the solutions to the problems and be a very good listener. Let them talk. You shut up and let them talk. Then you put your input in after they stop talking. That's how it should be. And as far as God put a passion in me to become a life coach. I always wanted to help people. I always wanted to show them there's hope in life, because I have a lot of people come up to me and I lost hope. I can't go on. I said, you haven't lost hope. You just, hope hasn't found you yet. You have to go on. And that's how
whoever that is, mute your phone, you guys. Somebody's giving us a lot of feedback. The call's being recorded, and you're walking on our speaker now. Please mute your phone.
Spectacular tornado footage that a lot of us saw coming out of the wire again.
You're going to have to maneuver around it until they hear again.
Right,
whoever's
right,
listening in,
right.
Please mute your phone. We hear your TV in the background.
Right.
Go right ahead, Kurt.
No, I'm just saying is that Bob, you and me and everybody else who was a life coach need to help these people, because there's a lot of people out there that are really hurting as far as mentally issues. And that's why I find that when you talk to people and say, hey, we could change your life around, well, that's fine, but if they have low self-esteem or they don't feel good about themselves, you might as well talk to them all. But if you can show them, sit down with them and say, hey, how are you? Let me listen to you. I'll let them tell them, let them tell their story to you. And then you say, okay, I refer people to people that will help you. And that's basically what Hope Collection is, too, the referral system.
Here goes another example for them again. Friend of mine came to me with a problem. What is the problem? In the problem of listening, they could not figure out why they could never get a house. They didn't care what kind of house. If you ask most people in life what it is they really want out of life, they want to be happy. And they want to own their own home. I referred her to a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Carol Humphreys. I said, Carol, this young lady says she always has been ready for a house and a heart. She's often believed in a spirit, and she's prayed it time and time again, but she keeps running into the same wall. Carol said, well, how's her credit scores? What is her credit scores? I said, I don't know. Let me let you talk to her. I introduced a stranger to a friend of mine, Carol Humphreys. She just happens to be one of those people that has a lot of knowledge when it comes to credit restoration. She found out the lady had a bill from Sears. Y'all remember Sears and Roebuck? We ordered out the catalog. She ordered something in 1984. Oh, I know what it was. It was called an oven. Well, 40 years later, she's got it paid for. But she got behind one time on the payments, and they put something on her credit, but nobody ever told her they don't put no good stuff on your credit score. They only put the bad stuff, the people that you didn't pay. Well, she paid Sears, but she didn't tell. Nobody told her. Information stage knowledge is power. They don't just take your word for it, Bob. You got to send it to them and write and say, hey, I paid Sears. Would you remove that from my credit? They said, most certainly, sir. We'll do that for you. So Carol sent them a letter and said, take this off. See this Macy's bill that her daughter ran up? That was her zoop, 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 in the misuse of a credit card. That was who she beat it out. Make a long story short, a 520 credit score that's been turned down too many times to mention because she couldn't qualify to get a home for a loan. The only thing that she needed to know was the information person that knew how, I'm not saying this illegally, to boost her credit. But it only took 16 days. She'd been stuck how many years? And it took how many days? God says, country, if you hook up with the right people, I will allow her to redeem the time. Back over you, Oak Man.
Awesome.
So it's an information thing, you guys. We have the connections. We have knowledge. Oh, man, you said a few minutes ago, we have a whole team of experts. I'm just a little old country boy, straight out of the Northeast Georgia. We're just a little old country. But I also have 12 years of college, 7 through degrees and 3 masters.
Right.
If you don't know, they already told you that two heads are better than one. Put Oatman, Ron Clayton, Kirk, put Barbara Riley, put our guy that's up there, this Chuck Toomer, Jobonomics. What's going to happen when you put 7 people, the smartest people that my granddaddy always told me, country boy? If you're the smartest person on your team, you need to find yourself some new friends. So look, I'm not trying to know what he knows. My mechanic changes my oil for $14.95. I know how to change oil, but why take it to the man that does the oil? They call it working smarter, not harder. If you don't build houses, find somebody on our team that'll help you build one. Yes, sir. You better get me. I just started giggling. I get crazy when I start giggling. That's what
Hey, Kurt.
Over.
Yes, Bob.
Kurt, you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You got anything you want to talk about? We got about 11 minutes left on the show.
Well, I just want to touch base on issues. I'd like to. To go back to what Hope Collecting to Me is all about is the referral system. Because I have a certificate on the wall saying I'm a life coach, but I'm not an expert of life coach. Maybe Country Boy has an answer that I can bring my client to, or maybe you have an answer. See, I always refer people to people who have answers. I don't pretend that I have all the answers. And that's what Hope Collection was all about. And, you know, I joined Hope Collection a long time ago, and I always was very proud of it. Then I became a member of the Golden Rule Society, and I was listening to by Glenn Klein on our cruise. And it was an honor. And I always tell people, you need to go on, check out the Hope Collection website, because it's just full of answers for you. It's full of services for you. And the Hope Collection is made up of experts or people in other fields like we are. And it's awesome. And I just realized what the Hope Collection title was, because collection, Country Boy is right, it's a collection of items or people. And That's why it's called the Hope Collection, because it's a collection of expert people that are willing to help other people. Thank you, there, Bob.
Kurt, can I ask you a question, sir?
Yes, sir.
Just don't tell people how old you are. How many years you've been a life coach, just roughly?
Oh, I've been certified as a life coach for 2 years, and I have like 35 to 40 years of life experience behind that.
That's what I'm talking about. I was talking to Lynn Kane the other day. I said, Lynn, when you started your non-for-profit organization years ago, 50 years ago to be exact, did you have a program on your computer called Windows 1? He says, of course I did. Are you still using Windows 1? He says, heck no. You're what, Windows 10 now? So let me say, Nike will throw it up in your face and put it on the billboard and say, just do it.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little something about somebody that has 40 years worth of experience that you don't have. Or
right.
Let me tell you somebody that read the book on how to start a successful business and you didn't read the book. He may not be
right.
able to tell you everything that works, but he can tell you
mm-hmm.
what not to do.
Right.
No, I'm serious.
Right.
That information is just as powerful as knowing what to do. And as a sharp listener, business person, we ask somebody, what do you want? Do you think that person knows what they want? 90% of the time they do.
No.
But they may not know how to get it. This is where the heads combine. The person that wants something done may not be able to think clearly in the midst of the chaos or the stress or the whatever they're going through. They said, let your frustration become your fuel to push you into your destination. But sometimes when you're frustrated, you're trying to run the business, you're trying to be the secretary, you're answering the phones, you're printing the business cards, you're handing out the stuff. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that you can do what the divine creator told you to do by yourself, he didn't tell it to you, which means you're going to need some help. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. Lynn Kane says in closing, the greatest gift in life is the service of other people. It says in the little word, if I can help enough people get what they want, then what God has for me, he has for me. We are here to bless you. Back over you, old man.
Amen. Boy, that's
right.
I've experienced that many times in my life, is by helping others. It comes back.
Yeah.
It comes back to you in greater rewards through the cycle of appreciation, because that's what God rewards us for what we do, and he helps us. And it comes back many times in ways that we don't expect it to come back. And it comes back many times in much, much greater amounts than we expected. So I've seen that on many, many occasions. I had at one time in my life when I was first raising a family, we had three children at the time, and we were having a hard time making it because of I was working at a job that I wasn't making a very good income. So I got a second job and a third job. I prayed about it, and I prayed a lot about it. And finally, God connected me up with a company called AT&T, where I could better support my family through the income from that company. And that's just one example. I have many examples in my life. Personal examples that I could give testimonials on. So I know that that works, and I believe that it works, and I understand that it works. And I tell people that all the time, just like you have been doing, Country Boy, telling people, and you, Kurt, have been doing it also, I know, by helping other people, it's going to come back to you. And you will be rewarded for doing that. And one of the greatest rewards we can get is salvation, and be able to join God in heaven. That's the greatest reward. But there are many, many other rewards that he will give us that we want, that
mm-hmm.
we pray about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just I can give you that testimonial from personal experience that I know it works.
Right.
So
yeah, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I know you've had that experience also, Country, and I know Kurt, you've had that. And Derek has had it,
mm-hmm.
and Derek. Derek's main interest in this program is to help other people. And I keep telling him, you keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to be rewarded in great ways, in ways that you can't even imagine.
Man, before we roll off, you know, I'm good at sharing secrets. The first thing is I'm going to let you guys in on a secret if you're promised to tell everybody you know.
Yep.
I'm into that exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can imagine. I think it was my little cousin Einstein. He says your imagination is a preview for what's going to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the song the other day, just my imagination once again running away with me. I'll be sitting out there in the yard on that big rock cracking walnuts, and my grandmama says, who are you today, son? I said, I'm Flash. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to run around the world and bless people and be back before sundown, before dinner. That was my imagination on how I was going to run around. And then I remember it says, heaven, you can have heaven, you can have heaven. I said, well, I don't want to wait to die, Grandmama, to get heaven. She said, no, baby. You can have heaven right here on earth.
Right.
Wow. For real? Well, heaven must be missing at least one angel because I married one. Y'all don't think I'm having a heavenly time. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But listen, you guys, heaven right here on earth. And I quote, he says, I got to leave here now, country boy. I got to go on now to heavenly places and sit on the right hand of my Father. But I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. So if you really, 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 Oak Man, want me to hang out with you, I'll take up permanent residence in your heart. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you go. I'll always be right there with you. Oh, by the way, late last night while you were sleeping, he launched you two bodyguards. Yeah, two bodyguards. One wouldn't be enough. He says, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to call one of them Mercy. And I'm going to name the other one Grace. They will follow you all the days of your life. And then guess what? If God says he's going to leave us and go on to heaven to be with his heavenly Father, but I'm going to take up permanent residence with you, and wherever you are, I am also, if he's in heaven there, and he's omnipotent, and he's there and there and over there and into yesterday and into tomorrow and in the future we ain't even seen yet, he's omnipotent, he's everywhere, then if he's in heaven and if he's living inside of my spirit, does that mean that I get a chance to experience heaven right here on earth?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thought.
Wow.
Just wow. My imagination once again.
Country,
you
have such a wonderful way of saying things. Thank you so much.
Can you imagine? Google the song. It's about 10
God
verses.
Has truly blessed you.
Yes, he has.
With the gift of speech.
Thank you.
Bob?
We have 25 seconds.
Hey, Bob?
Yes.
This is a great program today.
I was wondering if I can give you a call later today.
Yeah, I'll give you a call in a little while.
All right, sounds good.
I heard him say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I heard him say, yes, Lord.
guys.
Thank
I'll
you,
see
Mark.
You later.
It's time
right,
to take care of your dreams and your unfolding futures, you guys. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Yep. Thank you, Lord, for giving the Joel Griffin the vision to set this up so that we could all have that as part of his legacy to move forward and continue to help people, because that's what you want us to do. And I thank you, country, for your contributions today and every day.
Yes, sir.
And I thank Kurt for his contributions today and every day, and everybody that's listening. You know, you can come on to the Hope Show anytime, any day of the week, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1. Just dial in 714-816-4686, and we'll be happy to talk with you if that's what you want. And we'll be happy to help you if that's what you want. So it's all up to you, and we will do everything possible to help you in any way you need. So give us a call. And we have different hosts each day, so don't be surprised if you call in and there'll be someone else hosting the show. But that's we do that to give people different perspectives because each one of us has a different approach. And each one of us concentrates on one of the main pillars of the Hope Collection. As I said earlier, my main pillar is the family unit. And that's where we're headed. And that's where I've been headed, helping people for all my life, helping other people. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's the way it is. And I hope that you all will come and listen to us again. God bless you all, and God bless America.